You've tuned in to the School of Thought with Dr. Hannah Josue. Have you been wondering, is there another level of life? Well, there is. Allow Dr. Hannah Josue to assist you in this journey from the gate of life to the gate of living so you can live your next level of life. Visit www.hannahjosue.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the School of Thought. I want to speak on life is about work. Life, when life was given to us, we were put on this earth with life. Life is almost like a form of a seed that you have to cultivate and work. And then you transition, you're able to transition to living. So living become the fruit of the seed of life. So a lot of us have life. We have the seed, but we're really not doing anything with it. We're not cultivating. We're not working. And everything in life is about work. If you don't like where you are in life, what you have to do, you have to work to make the change. And a lot of us complain about the work. We rather someone else do the work for us and we walk into the change. And that does not happen. If you don't eat, if you don't work, you don't eat. Faith without work is dead. And we have to get out of, I would say a lot of people are sleeping in the bed of grace because you assume grace is supposed to do the work for you because we no longer have to do the work. That type of pattern, that type of mindset get us into a place where we're only living the seed of life, but we really never cultivate that seed to reap the fruit of living. Because in our mindset, we feel like we don't have to do the work because it's been done for us. But that's not true. There's even a market that's created for people who don't want to do the work in life. if you want to lose weight and you don't want to work out and you don't want to change your eating habit, we have a pill for you. Now, the pill may have a lot of side effects to kill your organs, and most of the time, it's not going to work. But they made money trying to convince you, or not really convince you, because they attracted you because you don't want to do the work. You believe there's something that can be created without you doing the work. And this is the reason why there's a market that's created towards people like that. Because they choose not to work in their mind. When I say work, I'm not talking about just physically. I'm speaking mentally, emotionally, that we don't want to do the work in our mind to think, to develop, you know, how you become consistent by working. How do you become faithful? By working. How do you become a committed person? By working. How do you change your attitude? By working. How do you develop your mindset? By working. How do you change your lifestyle? By working. Everything takes work. And the work starts in the mind, mentally, emotionally. Some of us don't even ask questions. We pick the thing. If we have to pick something in life, we pick the easy way, the no work. We don't ask any question. We don't learn. We don't know how to distinguish between right and wrong. This is why the con artists are in a high level, because we have more people who don't want to do the mental work. Think about their choices. So you have people that sell you things that attract you from what you like, you desire, that they will pick right at that point. You don't like to work? No problem. We have an answer for you. And you attract that type of people that don't want to do the mental work to ask question. Well, why is it? Why are you saying that? Why is it? Whatever they said, I accept it because I have to do the mental work for me to work up the question to even ask. And once they answer, if there's more question, I have to work another question again. And I don't feel like doing that. So I'm just going to accept whatever they tell me. Right? But remember, if your brain don't work, you die. If your organs don't work, you get sick. We were created as working beings. We were created to work. Only thing that our Creator God gave us is a seed called life. And it's up to us to live on this earth, to work that seed for it to become living. That's why we get so attracted when we hear commercials or even people say, come here. God is going to do it for you. Come over here. Somebody else already did it for you. And we run towards that because we don't like doing the work. And your brain start hurting because you're thinking, oh, I don't want to think. I just want to get up every morning and be on autopilot. And sometimes we even do that when you go to work or come from a place, you know, where you live and you automatic pilot, you know exactly where to go. You're not even thinking about it. You can't do that in your everyday life. You have to awaken and be conscious and do the work. Even people that have learning disability, science have proven that they can succeed if they learn self-management skills or strategies to develop out of their learning disability. Our brain is created, it's called the elastic in our brain. We were created for our brain to move, to change. If we don't use it, then, you know, it become very stiff and non-workable. And if, you know, your memory is now compromised. Your thought pattern been compromised because you're not using it. So always remember, life is always about working. You got to develop your mind by working your mind, by working your thought pattern, by learning new words and new perspective and new views and learning to listen in a conversation that takes work. When you have a conversation with somebody, don't pick one word and then answer them because you don't want to do the work to listen to the conversation, listen to the views so you can reply properly, so you can even make a decision properly. How many times even some of us are rushing and we read an email or a text and we pick a word and we made a decision, but when we go back and read, oh my goodness, I would have made a different decision if I would have took time out to actually read this request or this email, this text. You would have made a different choice. So it's going to, even in relationship, you want your relationship to work, you're going to have to work at it. If you want your relationship to succeed, you're going to have to work. Anything that's in life, you're going to have to work. You can't just go through life and expect for life itself to do the work for you. And if you allow life to choose for you, it won't be your choice and you will not be happy because you allow life to choose for you. Do your own thinking. You know, create your views. Create your perspective. Learn to listen to your mind and yourself. And do the work to change your pattern in your mind. That's what life is about, working every single minute. You got to think about what's being said to you. Think about your reaction. Think about your response. Think before you choose. It's all about working. So if you're still living in the seed of life, get up and be conscious. Cultivate this life by working the life that you have so you can reap the seed of living. And that's where your happiness is located. That's where your joy is located. That's where you'll start loving life, because you can't really appreciate a seed. You actually appreciate the fruit, the result of it. So cultivate that life. Do the work. Do the mental work. Do the work in your thought pattern so you can reap living. Thank you for joining me. You have it. No. Make it a great day.